Okay, we juking over there. Y'all ready to go live?
Go live, bro.
3, 2, 1.
Everything look good. Let me fix my hat, though.
Facts. There you go.
What's
you
good?
Got it.
It's Dynasty Bro Avo. And I'm here with Dynasty Bro.
Bright lights.
Dynasty Bro Fit. And we the bro.
Spaghetti.
Y'all know what it is.
Let me get over in front of
Let's
the
go.
Light.
Let's go.
Who we is, we the pros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we don't go. Winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then nice. What you playing
there
for?
You
who we is, we the pros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we don't go. Winning shit is all
it's
we know.
Hard.
You ain't trying to
Facts,
be a
bro.
Champion, then what you playing for?
Shout out to the writers and the performers of this song.
What's good, what's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 195. Let's go.
Hey, do you remember when we had the moment where the camera angles and the, how clear it was looked bad and we could barely see Avo's face?
Mm-hmm.
Look at us now. What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 143. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic here with our DJ.
What's good? I'm DJ Avo.
Man, I'm over here to kind of talk to the beat and shit, man. It was throwing me out for a second. This is a bop, bro.
It is.
Shout out to us, man. Shout out to Ozzy for producing all the tracks, all the instrumentals you hear on this. And shout out to my guy right
Ready
here.
Ready to play.
Ooh.
Hey, is that
a long day?
Hey, let it go, bro. Let it ride. Let it ride. Then we'll get into it.
Avo,
all about targets.
Slipping RPO, another win regardless. Man, y'all so soft. Swear
we the hardest.
Fourth and goal.
I'ma go.
Okay.
Punching in.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Catch my breath.
Check the scope.
Another trophy
for the bros.
Yeah, you know how that
yeah.
go. Hey, shout out to this record written, performed by the Dynasty Bros,
Let's
man.
Go.
And that was Vic verse right there. You
Let's
know.
Go.
Four takes.
How do you...
Hey, it's all me though.
It's all him, man. How do you feel still to this moment? We probably been having it for some months now, man. It still feel like the first day we made.
Bro, I be listening to that in the gym, bro. So it's just one of them type of tracks for me.
Facts. I fuck with it. All right, let's get busy, man. You know what it is right now. This past weekend, the NFL held its draft. And it was one of the most exciting drafts we've had in a while, man. We had some very highly respected, you know, when the quarterbacks are, you know, going high, you get two or three good ones, maybe four or five. That makes for a real good draft. So I'm excited to talk about those guys. Running backs look like they're coming back in style. We had two in the top 12, so I'm excited to talk about that. It's one of those years where the receivers were, if you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. So I'm excited to see. We didn't align a lot on the rankings, you know, but I'm excited to see how you feel about these guys now that they're placed on teams, man.
Yeah, man. And on top of that, man, these rookie drafts kicking off too. So as you know, it's always a stressful week, man, when it get into the rookie drafts. But we just gonna keep trucking through the week, man. So
what we're gonna do is we gotta start doing commissioner of the week, man, or something, man. Just start paying homage to these commissioners, man, because if you commission one plus leagues, man, salute to you, because trying to organize this shit and get everything together can be a headache. Shout out to my guy Vic, man. I first-handedly watch him handle two different leagues of ours, man. I give him respect, because, you know, these grown-ass men being difficult, man, and, you know, make things way more stressful than what they need to be.
Talk about it.
Look at Vic's face,
Talk
man.
About it.
It'd be bad, bro, because then the energy carry over into, like, my other leagues. I'm not even commissioning. I should be sitting back, but I'm already on 10 and 12, so now I'm showing my ass another league for no reason. I told Doc I got to get baptized again, man.
Yeah, man.
That ain't even how it worked.
And shout out to the impatient guys, the ones that got Vic calling me knowing I can't be on my phone at work.
Got me out of catch,
about
bro.
About the 409 in the 1 QB league, man. Like
nasty work, bro.
Yeah, man. Vic didn't even feel right having to do that shit. You know it's
dirty.
Funny when somebody asks you to do something with an apology after. Hey, bro, I need you to go check on it's your pick. My bad. I know you at work.
I know you can get. I know you can get written up for this or fired for this.
Yeah, but go.
We're gonna do what we gotta do.
But go draft Hendon Hooker in the fourth. You don't want QB league.
Go draft right. A Madden credit player. I don't, man. Why are we drafting to the fourth and fifth round, bro? I don't even know these dudes, bro.
And
shout out to them though.
Yeah, last one. Shout out to the guys still trying to get second round picks for the 509 in the 1 QB league, man. Shout out to them guys.
Hey, we talked about it earlier though. Like, I love playing in the diehard league, but it's a little too diehard. It's either the guys are a little too lax, don't care, or they real die hard to the point where it's like, damn, where's the sweet spot?
Facts. I don't know, but we need to go find that shit.
It's cool, bro. Hey, but shout out to our guys, man. Hey, it's all fun, though, so at least they care, so I do appreciate that.
And I can't say no names, but shout out to Vic's arch nemesis, man.
These league mates, man.
You know who you are. Nah, think he know who he is.
All these different leagues, bro. I got a lot of them. I got a new one coming up this week.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Vic said he got a new one.
You got a list?
I'm West Coast. I'm in a league. Actually, true story. I'm in a league with some guys out in Cali, man. Recently found out Maurice Jones-Drew's in our league. So shout out to him. Shout out to the guys. But yeah, man, I didn't even know he's in the league, bro. Oh,
we got beef with Maurice?
No. Okay, nah, I'm just checking. Saying he's in that checking. League.
He too big to be beefing with.
Yeah,
man.
Nah, man.
I wasn't going to handle it. I was just checking.
We're going to call Molly or something, man.
Yeah. Hey, he still look kind of diesel right now. So
I know.
Nah, but shout out to those guys in that league, man. Ashley the Classy. So that's a fun competitive league.
I had a funny joke. Can I crack a joke?
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to ruin friendships and relationships. Can I?
Come on, man.
Maurice Jones-Drew wears substitute teacher clothing, man.
How so?
I don't know, man. It's his outfits when I be seeing him on.
You better catch these jokes.
I don't know. Sometimes his outfits look real feeling substitute-ish, man. Like, it ain't no real swag. I don't know, man. I ain't roasting nobody, man. My bad.
I wasn't expecting that, but whatever.
I know, man. I take it back, man.
We know a stylist out in Cali, man. We can set it up, bro.
All right, let's move on. Look, we got the NFL draft recap today. We got a lot of NFL news, man, I'm excited to talk about. And, you know, we get to say something good to the people. It's been a couple weeks. We wanted to make sure that we got we didn't prematurely get ahead of an episode and you know, wear out the draft topic. So we wanted to make sure we let everything wrap up. And now we get to discuss it with you guys. And before we get to that, man, you know, we got the What's the Word? The Hoods MZ with Dynasty Bro Vic. And I know it's been a lot going on, so I'm excited to hear what you got to bring up, brother.
As always, man, let's get into it. Gonna be in and out, man. Shout out to DJ Avo and his P's and Q's. Y'all heard the transition, man. Keep us on point. Keep us on money. Remember that.
Money on me.
On my mom. On my. On my. Hang on. My mom. All right. Shout out to MLF football, man. So I saw this. Mr. Commissioner Roger Goodell. As of right now, he acknowledges that there won't be a contract extension, so we could potentially be seeing a new commissioner here in the future, but I don't know, man. We'll see. But as of right now, no extension on the table. So, and of course, you guys know, right? Well, if you don't know, he represents the owners, right? And then the NFLPA, Players Association, they represent the players' interests. So all them handshakes he be giving, man, and deucing up the players, man, technically he's still on the owner's side, man. So I'm just talking some stuff, man. Nah, but it's all good, man. But I personally, how do you feel about Goodell as a commissioner, man? Any thoughts there?
I think
it's cool, personally.
He's all right. I feel like sometimes the NFL gets it wrong, though, when it comes to like some of the worldly things that comes with life.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, man, I think he does a good job. And you could tell by, you know, especially like the newcomers coming in, they're so excited to see him. I think he embraces the young guys very well. And I do think he's learning and adapting from the NBA's commissioner.
That makes sense. Adam Silver. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with learning and getting better. I don't care what age you are. You're allowed to learn and get better.
That also, also might be why they don't want him back.
Damn.
Because like you said, that's he works point. For the owners. So yeah. If they see you getting buddy-buddy with the players, the NFL is doing their best to not be the NBA.
I got to quit breathing in the mic. My bad, y'all. but
absolute best to not be in the NBA.
I know, man. So. It's been a while. Nah, but Avo, you're right, man. And also, you also got to like find balance, right? Meaning it's one of those things where like you're an advocate for the players almost, but you're paid by the owner. So you're still trying to be cool when you step into the players' room, right? Arena, but... You know, but from what I'm seeing, like stepping into a new era, given the last commish, I think I don't even remember. I was a kid when the last commish was the commish, but I've always heard bad things about that commish, but I'm not going to speak on it because I'm not aware to even take it in. But I do think we're going to continue being on up and up with the at least next commish, innovative, all that good stuff. But let's keep it pushing, man. So on day two of the NFL draft, you got to check that out. You saw a lot of former players announcing basically their current team's pick. Which was cool. So I'm going to shout out the Colts, man. They had Mr. Tarik Glenn out there, one of the best, probably the best left tackle to play for the Colts up until this point. So Dot just type. Tell Vic stop breathing. In the comments. You got a comments for me? Put it in the comments. If I'm breathing too hard. But yeah, man, shout out to Terry Glenn, man. So I'm not gonna shout out anybody else, man, because it's about these coats. Yeah, I got the jersey on.
It's about these coats, man.
These coats, man. We're gonna get to it. All right, man, let's keep pushing, man. Shout out to DeMar Hamlin. This is actually already announced, but just want to acknowledge it here. He's fully cleared to resume playing football, so shout out to DeMar.
Shout out to him and his family.
Absolutely, man. So looking forward to seeing you back on the field.
Big facts.
And then the last thing I got for What's the Word, saw this with Adam Schefter and also a combination of Bleacher Report, but former Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs, he actually basically he pleaded guilty to one count of DUI, resulting in death, of course, and one count of misdemeanor.
Vehicular.
That word's fucking me up right now.
It looks stupid.
That's yeah, vehicular is. Manslaughter. So basically, what does that mean? It's pretty much at this point, it's looking like he can serve up to 3 to 10 years in prison, man, based on the plea agreement. So, mind you, a young lady lost her life along with her dog. He was speeding like over 150 miles per hour.
Bro, and he was wilding, bro.
Yeah. So, just want to at least point out what's happening with that case, man. So more to come. You know, I'm not here to speculate how, you know, that's truly the sentence, but that's just what's happening right now. All right, with that being said, man, DJ Avo, anything else you want to add in? What's the word?
No.
I do.
What you got, bro?
Big Lamar. Big Jalen, then Big Lamar.
Let's go. My bad.
Let's both of those contracts. Jalen went in and signed the biggest, making the most money he was originally after he signed his deal. And then finally, Big Lamar says it's going to be flocking all next year. Big flock all next year. They end up reaching an agreement, man. I guess everybody pretty much knew it was going to happen. What I still don't like is the analysts and these guys that act like they know it all and kind of pick a side, that are still like in the midst of announcing that man celebrating his money was still throwing shade. Like, looks like he had to swallow his pride and not take it was never said that he wanted the fully, he never came out and said he wanted like a fully guaranteed contract. He never said that. And so now don't try to throw shade while this man is having his moment. You know, I don't think he had to swallow his pride. I just think he wanted to get what he wanted, and that was, you know, probably more than what Kyler was getting. That was, I can only go off what he said instead of just trying to listen to all the analysts. But he said they were trying to offer him 3 year with something about 130 guaranteed. Nah, man, you at least got to pay that man more than Kyler. Kyler was making like 189 guaranteed, right?
Hey, it was mostly driven by what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson. So shout out to the Browns. They can't beat the Ravens on the field, so you beat them in the front office. That was a good move. Caused a lot of, you know, turbulence over there, but they got it worked out. And also shout out to Lamar Jackson representing himself. Didn't have an agent.
His mom went as his agent, so she ended up getting the agent percentage.
Nice.
Ended up walking away with $7 million.
Either way, it's all in the family. So yeah, that's dope. Fire.
And the last thing I wanted to say. Oh,
let's just go. No. Go ahead, bro. Let's talk about it.
My bad. My mind just went blank now. I had one more thing of news.
Hold up. Ivo calling. Oh, bro, we're recording the pod right now. I was calling.
We live.
Because you on the clock, man.
We live. Bro, you on the clock.
I can't unlock my phone right now, bro. So just auto-pick me.
All right, bro. I'm just going to skip you, bro.
No, don't skip me. No, give me somebody. Give me whoever's the auto pick person.
Can here. I get you an auto pick?
Yeah, look. We about to tell you who's available,
man.
We
about to do this live on
air. Hey, let
Ivo.
Me do it, Ivo. Let me get your pick. Let me pick a player for you.
Yeah, that's cool. And probably by the time it come back around, my stuff ain't tripping.
Nah, we're on the last pick.
Who you want, bro? We about to tell you. Go by ADP, bro.
Tajay Spears or Roschon Johnson?
Or you want a receiver?
Oh, you want to? You need running backs.
What
though,
you want?
Bro.
You want a running back or receiver?
He need running back. I already know his team. I think you should go get Tajay Spears or Roschon Johnson. That's my opinion.
Keep going. Let me see who else out there.
Yeah, I need running back.
Zach Evans.
I'm checking now. Giving my guy real advice on air.
Real
let me see.
Life on air, y'all get
bro.
This fresh.
And I hate to be that guy. I see a guy that I like, but I'm gonna be a bro. I mean, Sean Tucker's down there, undrafted free agent, went to the Bucks.
I don't.
Also, you got Deuce Vaughn, so I know he's a little bit smaller, but I think they're going to give him an opportunity, given his dad's a scout on the squad. So sometimes you got to go against analytics and sometimes go with the storyline. So
my issue is he.
I just need one of them back.
Probably Roshan, though, honestly, at this point. It, or Tucker. That's my advice. And I also do like Deuce. Oh,
I like Tajay. Derrick Henry ain't guaranteed to be there.
Spears, isn't he like missing an ACL, though? Seriously, didn't they just talk about that? Bro, something in his knee?
Tajay gonna play, bro.
All right, bro, we got you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
The only reason I don't like Deuce is because, one, I still keep on hearing whispers they gonna bring Zeke back for a year. And then he's a short version of the special things they use Pollard for. So it's like, I know they want to use him as a gadget guy, but hey, this is real life in the moment advice though. So this is dope.
I really don't think Tajay's the guy. That's just me. I think my guy should go with Roshan or Sean Tucker. But
I definitely think it's unfair to give him an undrafted guy.
No, okay. So yeah. What do you think, Ava, at this point? Tajay Spears or Roshan?
Tajay.
Tajay was drafted first.
He went in third round, so the draft capital's there. Roshan went where?
Derrick Henry is old. Okay. And they keep giving all these whispers of him getting traded. And if he gets traded, who's there with him?
Okay. I'll give him Tajay. I mean, that's not my pick, but I got to vote about the bros. But it's still not a bad pick given draft capital. So, and my guy got to upgrade his phone. So there's that. We've been waiting for that all day, man. So like you said, bro. This commission don't stop, man.
Damn. Motherfuckers ain't considerate. They know it's Tuesday. They know it's bro day.
I know.
I was hopeful Colts would get CJ Stroud. John.
Nah, let's talk. Save it. We about to get there. We about to go through the draft. Now, I mean, yeah. We about to touch on that. All right. Anything else? Any other news, bro?
Nah, that's it.
All right. Any flags? Flags on the play? Because I got a couple.
I don't have any. Go ahead.
Flag on the plays to the guys that aren't engaged, guys and gals. When it's, look, NFL draft, you know, rookie draft's right around the corner. It's time to get back locked in with your leagues. Shout out to the people that ain't engaged. I hope you're all right, though, because it may be a good reason why you're not engaged. So I would acknowledge that. But outside of that, it's time to get engaged. And do we need 5 rounds in a rookie draft, bro?
Hell no.
Do we need 4?
No.
I think 3 is the sweet spot, but I can settle for 4.
Yeah, 3 is good for me, especially if I give you 4 in a super flex league.
Okay.
Because you get to add those, you know, the Bensons of the world, shit like that, because they don't matter in 1QB leagues. But, you know, Hendon Hooker went with my 409, but he turns into maybe a third round pick, so... and super flex. I don't know, man. 3 and 4 is what we should shoot for.
Okay. But outside of that, my biggest flag goes to critics who try to take shots at kids coming out. I know they was knocking CJ Stroud.
Let's talk about him.
I guess he missed or he originally committed to go to the Manning's passing camp and then he turned it down like the day before. So, you know, that's a nasty game to play. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We don't know the full details of that, right? Might have had something personal going on. We just don't know, right? So
he might have just not wanted to do it.
And that's fine.
Well, you want to know what? Man. You know what I'm starting to realize is the outside chirping doesn't really matter anymore. And I don't think the NFL pays attention to it. I think we get these narratives on social media so we can have a fuss and have something to talk about. But the NFL clearly was – there was never any – the reason I say that is because there was clearly no what's my guy that fell? The quarterback.
Will Levis.
There was clearly no Will Levis love the way he fell that bad by the real NFL. So we got to quit getting worked up by what social media does. And, you know, I feel like we think that somebody's getting a bad look or a name because what social media is saying. But – you know, we're not in these offices. We don't know what these coaches are thinking, but clearly everybody was like, no, we're going to take Stroud with the 102. That's what the NFL said.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to my guy, John, man. We go back, man. So appreciate you showing us love in the comments. Said he loved the shows. Or the show. I said the shows. The show.
We got multiple shows on.
Yeah, wait till end season now, but appreciate you supporting us, checking us out.
That's love. Appreciate that.
I do want to shout out GM Chris Ballard, man. He you know, took a stand and called out the mess, and you already know he's referring to the CJ Stroud situation. So, all right, that's that, man. Before we get to the main topic, DJ Avo, where can the people follow you at?
What's good? What's good? Y'all can follow me
at DJ Avo on Twitch. That's DJ AVO 633. Let's go. Hey, yo, Dot, where can we follow you at, bro?
Hey, follow me at DynastyBro.dot on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the YouTube, Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Pod. Please follow that. Hey, Vic, where can we follow you at, my brother?
Man, you guys can follow me at ChiefSosaFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you listen, Dynasty Bros FF, and check out the YouTube, Dynasty Bros, showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style, man. Keep an edge, man.
Big fat, keep the, I like that.
Keep
I like
an edge.
Where'd that come from?
I mean, when they ask, you know, what makes y'all different, that's it. Keep an edge. I mean, sometimes that's all you need to get over the hump, man, pulling a championship. So
I always say we just add extra flavor to everything.
That too. Where's the belt, by the way?
The extra seasoning. I got it hanging up.
All right, cool.
I found a belt. I got a belt room going.
Gotcha. All right, man. So what's the main topic? What are we talking about today?
Dude, we are doing fantasy football draft recap. We're doing an NFL draft recap, man. But we're going to do it in fantasy form. We're not about to go through and talk about Jalen Carter and being, you know, falling to the ninth, even though he might have been the best prospect. We're not talking about, you know, Arizona moving up so they can get Will Anderson. No, we're just literally going to talk
or
about
Houston.
What did I say?
Arizona. I think they gave up their pick. That's how they got gave it. Up. So you're thinking about their pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all good, man.
Turn up to Houston.
Yeah.
But we're literally going to just try to talk about the guys who are drafted that are going to be fantasy football relevant, in our opinion.
Yep. All right, man. Let's go ahead and kick it off, man. Number one. We just bounce back and forth. That's cool. All right, number one, man. 1-on-1. Of course, we saw the Carolina Panthers give up a lot of draft capital. Worked out a trade with the Chicago Bears, and they moved up to get Bryce Young. So quarterback out of Alabama, 5'10", 204 pounds. So a little bit on the smaller side, man. Like, he gives you, to me, like, of course you've heard, like, Kyler. I don't know why outside of the size, because he doesn't scramble like Kyler, but he reminds me of Drew Brees. That's what I get. But pure, you know, pocket passer, accurate. So how do you feel about the pick? Were you expecting Bryce at the 101?
I pretty much was, man. And that's a whole nother thing. That's why I said we got to quit listening to social media. Remember, there was a good 3 or 4 week span leading up to the draft before it started to turn back around. It was just everybody was not just hyping up CJ Stroud. They were like shitting on Bryce Young for a while. And it's like, where did all this just come from? And then after that 3 weeks went away, it was like, let's hype up Will Levis. Shit on CJ Stroud. It's Bryce Young again. That's just weird to me, man. That's why I will always say, just do your own due diligence. Do the work, man. Look up the videos. Look up these stats and watch games and see who you like. Create your own opinion, man. Because if not, you'll be on a fucking roller coaster of emotions listening to social media and some of these analysts. But nah, man, pretty much, you know, what he did throughout his Alabama career and even this, you know, this last season, not playing with like stud of wide receivers, I love seeing him go out there, still be poised, make good decisions, make the best passes, making his guys better. That's what I love about him.
Yeah, and from a fantasy perspective, like I don't see him putting up crazy stats like 30, 40 point games, because he's going to be a very good quarterback at the NFL level, meaning, you know, he can throw for 2 touchdowns, also hand the ball off for 2 touchdowns, right? So that doesn't really translate to a 40-point fantasy game. But NFL real life, yeah, that's a solid game for a QB. So that's what they want, man. They got a smart guy back there, confident, you know, that can lead a franchise. So definitely got to protect him, though, given that frame.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Like Vic said, probably going to be a better real life than fantasy quarterback, but, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. So let's talk about it. Are you taking Bryce Young at the 1-on-1 in the super flex league, meaning that's two quarterbacks?
Nah.
Okay.
Top five, though. He's top five.
Okay. All right, man. Who we got next?
We going Mr. CJ Stroud, quarterback from Ohio State. He ended up going to the Houston Texans at 2.
I was surprised by that, actually.
You was?
I mean, a little bit, just because we've heard. I mean, of course, you know, Anthony Richardson had some hype. I don't know what's happening there. Also, again, the Manning camp talk, as far as missing out on that, was that going to hurt his stock? Also, there were talks with, of course, them having D'Amico Ryans as their head coach. Defensive guy come from San Fran. He's shown like they can lean on a defense, right? So they could have ran a Davis Mills again and just try to build up a defense. So you just never really knew.
The only issue, when I heard though the analysts speaking that route, the only thing I was thinking was, I knew they were going to take quarterback, because if he coached that defense up and they're better than what they are and they win more games than expected, they're not going to be in position to get a quarterback at all. And you're not going to keep on playing Davis Mills.
Right.
So I knew they were going to take CJ. I just always knew no matter what, it was going to be them two at 1 and 2. I never, this Will Levis thing got wild for a while. I think originally when I seen the Panthers send that big ass package, the back of my mind somewhere was like, you don't send all this stuff for nothing regular. So right. Maybe it is AR, but then it's like,
that's nah, too much bro. Of a risk too though.
Yeah, you gotta be reasonable, man. It's just, I just, even if, you know, my heart always was Bryce Young. We talked about that in the quarterback episode, but I just always knew it was going to be them one and two just because how skilled they are. You can't just pass up on those kind of guys, man.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as ball placement, nobody does it better in this draft than C.J. Stroud. So, also, he can maneuver a little bit better in the pocket than Young. So, I like the situation. And we're in the AFC South, so we're going to watch it up close, and I'm definitely excited. I definitely think he's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder. You know, always, you know, it looks like he's always played, you know, the number two role behind Bryce. They're both California kids, right? So. Yeah. But it's all good, man. But they also got love for each other, too, which was shown when they both got drafted, which was cool.
And I found out today Snoop was on First Take. He said C.J. Stroud came up in his football league. So that's fire.
That's what's
up. Shout out to John again, man. He agrees with they hyped up that C.J. Stroud stuff just for media.
Yeah, man.
I hate that.
So based on that, is C.J. Stroud a top five dynasty pick, yeah. Superflex league?
Yeah, he's okay. Top five. I think, you know, you got a quarterback, you got a running back, and then you got a running back, a receiver, and three quarterbacks is my top five.
Okay. And I do think C.J. Stroud has a higher ceiling. Like, so, of course, you know, if you got Joe Burrow in fantasy football, he can go out there and hang 50, 40 points in fantasy, right? I think C.J. Stroud has a type of upside. He's going to throw 4 or 5 touchdowns a game, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I think they're going to allow him to use his arm more than Bryce. I think they're going to system quarterback.
Exactly.
Bryce.
Exactly.
You're right. I agree with you.
So that's how I look at it. Cool. All right, man. Look. Now we're going to jump down to the 104, the Colts. Man, y'all see it. I had to rep the hometown, man.
Colts.
OG Wayne. You know, I ain't got enough room to turn around, but it's really a real Reggie Wayne jersey. Well, it's not real, but it's really his name on the back.
No, it's real. He was there at the game. He took it out, handed it right to my guy.
There you go.
I saw it.
So, but before we get into this pick, man, I want somebody to help us out with this, right? This little analysis. So, you guys heard about him, the man, the myth, the legend, man. I'm about to get somebody a call, man. Let's see if he answers the phone, man. I hope he does. Let's see if he answers the phone. This is awkward.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Ooh.
Pops, you are live on air. Please don't say any cuss words unless you want to. We may or may not cuss on this pod from time to time, but all good.
What's up, Pops?
How you doing?
All right.
All right. So I'm here with Dot, aka the Oh Yeah guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then we got DJ Avo, the guy who spun at our wedding. Remember that?
What's good.
Cool. All right, man.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hit you up, man, because we're talking about the Colts. So I want to hear from you first. How do you feel about the Colts draft as far as with what they did at the 104 with Anthony Richardson? How do you feel about that?
First of all, did you guys book this election? Because that's civic duty. Yeah, let me get you something from the corner. Do you guys do your civic duty? You guys did that?
Dad, you're going off script, but yes, I voted. So this.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy they got Anthony Richardson from Florida. Yes. He saw the making of the new coach. It's not Ballard. It's not Jim S.A. Yeah, it's the making of the new coach. Yeah, if I get his name right. You know.
Shane Steichen.
Anthony Richardson. Yeah, he reminds me, and a lot of us been talking about it, old schools. He reminds us of Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Yeah, he can throw the deep ball. He can take the hits, and he can run. So he's a triple threat, you know. So only things I'm going to be worried about the O-line.
Yeah, facts.
If the O-line can hold for home good, I think we make the playoff right away.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we make the playoff right away. But, you know, he coming from college to NFL, the transition. Depend on, you know, I'm counting on the new coach. I'm counting on the new coach because they worked with Jalen Hurts. You know, 2 years he's in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I say give him 2 years. You know, he might be in the Super Bowl too, or at least AFC playoffs.
Okay.
Only thing is, AFC is a lot of talent in AFC right now. You got, Deshaun Watson. You got, you know, Burrow. You got
Josh Allen,
who's the king now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. Because these guys got something to prove.
Rodgers now.
you know, Lamar.
Right.
You got all these guys that people kind of try to push them aside. They're not finished. They got something to say about AFC. Now you got Aaron Rodgers.
Right, right.
You know? You got too many. So every game is a must win. And we got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Right.
Tell Pops, Lee's wing got to deal with Brock Purdy.
You know? So you got Allen. I think Buffalo, they're done.
Okay.
I
want to ask Pops a question. It's like double dutch. Hey, what's the quarterback we should ask him about?
You know,
I'm going to ask my Jordan Love.
King Harry then. You know what I'm saying? So AFC is very exciting. So AFC game, you must watch every week.
Okay.
Because it makes a difference. But I say finally, Anthony Richardson, changed the form of the way coach been doing business with the quarterbacks. So we thought Jacoby
would be able
to do it, but he didn't do it. He held the ball too long. So hopefully this guy, he can release the ball early, and he can throw a deep ball, and he can run, and he can bump. So I give him triple threat. I say we'll be back in the playoffs.
Okay.
If not, next season, the season after this, we definitely will be in the playoffs.
Okay.
So let's give it that one.
Hey, Pops, I appreciate that. Also, I think AR is going to take some, or at least some he's going to add to Jonathan Taylor's longevity is what I'm trying to get at. You know, they both run, so I'm looking forward to that. But, all right, appreciate that, Dad. But before I let you get up out of here, man, real quick, this is episode 143. So is this your 143rd episode with the bros, or is this your first one?
My first one.
Oh man, we've been going hard.
It's still all love, though.
All
Pops.
Good.
All love.
I see you guys, you know, watching and there, you know, but like talking on the live with you guys, you know, yeah, this is the first one, but I watch you guys like about 8 or 9 times already.
Okay.
You guys are great, doing a great job. So you guys can only go nowhere but up. So I'm gonna let my old school friends let them know, hey, you guys are doing a great job. That you know, take a peek for what you guys doing.
Tell them we're gonna call them back up in 143 more episodes. Yeah.
Appreciate that. One last question: are you interested in playing in a fantasy football league? You can co-commission one with me or co-GM one with me.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah. That's what's up.
All right, cool. All right.
Pop off the couch. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, I mean, of course, I want to add you to a championship roster. I'm confident about a league, but I ain't going to add you to this one. It's called Trade Masters, and, you know, you from Nigeria. That ain't going to work out, Pop. So, you know, we can't put you in that league. There we go.
Some plantain, yeah. Some jollof rice, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh.
Okay.
All right, Pops. Hey, I appreciate you, man. I'll be in touch.
All right.
Take care, Pops.
Yep.
You guys have a good evening.
You too.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the analysis. Oh, I had to hung up on my bad.
Gang.
Let's get into it, man. Pop said it all, man. That was about 30 minutes. But yeah, man, AR, I was actually surprised.
You too, huh?
I was surprised. Let me tell you why. I mean, because we heard a lot of Will Levis. And then also, this is uncharacteristic for the Colts.
Why would you say that?
I mean, they typically, you know, we've had Andrew Luck. We've had Peyton Manning. Of course, we had Jacoby Brissett. So we can't say, oh, well, we never had a black quarterback. That's not the case.
They let him transition, man. He was a backup. Yeah. He ended up falling into the starting lineup because of, you know, retirements and injuries. And
yeah. So. But I think Pops is spot on, though. I do think they really consider Shane Steichen's input. Like, hey, you know, you're a new coach here. Who do you want to build this thing with? So I really think they really trusted their new head coach, because I think our old coach might have went a different direction.
Now, I ain't going to lie. I was nervous. I thought Will Levis was going to the Colts too, and that wasn't social media talk. I was just like, the way we draft, the way they want the person to lead, it was going to be him.
He is the coach.
Bro, I went to a bar, and when they said Anthony Richardson, everybody had to think that I was the biggest fan, because I jumped out my seat. Candace was like, what just happened? I'm like, you don't even understand.
Right.
Yeah, so shout out to them. It's I think they did the best thing.
And, bro, that's a morale boost for the city. Like, you know, I'm a sociology major, right? Let me get to my sociology bag. Let's get into it, man. Hey, look. I just feel like it's going to be a little bit calmer in the city, man, during football season, man. I just feel like, look, You see a guy in an AR jersey, you got an AR jersey. How can you beef with that, man? You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Like, and I really think they're in a situation where I really hope they let him just sit and learn as long as possible. Because if we get to, honestly, if we're thirsty to get some dubs, I really think Gardner's not a bad quarterback.
No, he's not. I like Gardner.
And then they brought him in because he already knows the system. And I think he can, you know, with the run game, everybody coming back strong, we get our bounce back from a couple years ago on the offensive line. We can go get some wins with Gardner.
Yeah. Shout out to the coach, man, taking that DEI training, man, and actually putting it to work, man. I did not see that coming, bro. For real. For real. I'm excited. 20 years old, man. Future. Sky's the limit, man. We're excited. And you could tell he was humble and, you know, he was excited, bro, like, to be coming here. So
as he should be.
Definitely appreciate it.
I got one more thing on Anthony Richardson, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody knows what Raz is, R-A-S, but it is.
Barry?
The Raz.
B? Raz B? B2K?
Relative athletic score.
Relative athletic score.
Is that Raz or Raz?
Raz, man. Come on, bro.
What about it?
I just want to let y'all know, Anthony Richardson got the highest score of any QB ever. His comps for that, which is just literally based upon athleticism, so nobody go too crazy. But his comps are Dante Culpepper and Cam Newton. I just wanted to throw that out.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? I think he's in good company up there.
Yeah, and, you know, Pops mentioned Jalen Hurts, so I do see the similar play style. Just look at it like a Cam Newton stature, really. Yep. So that's what it comes down to. John taking them AR jersey. I got you, man. I got to get me one. Pops one, and I got to get John one. I got you. And then talk about it, man. Dynasty, you know, rookie drafts. Where is AR going? Where should he go?
Superflex leagues. I think Bijan, I'm starting to come around to where if you wanted to take AR 101, I'm not mad. I think Bijan deserves to be 101. Especially, we're about to talk about him in a second anyway. Especially where he landed in that system and what they allowed Tyler Algier to do his rookie year, and he's nowhere near what a Bijan is. But I think 102 is where I'm taking him. 101 if I'm quarterback thirsty and I'm okay with my depth at running back.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm actually, again, there's still a risk, right? Boom or bust. I'm not going to ignore that. But I look at it like, look, I can live with drafting AR and it not working out, but I can't live with not drafting him and it works out.
Here's the thing. Even if he sucks for a year in real life, that doesn't mean he's going to be bad in fantasy because, honestly, we love...
We love what?
My bad. We love Justin Fields, but if you really go look at his numbers in real life, he was bad this year.
Yeah.
But he was killing on fantasy, so you can really be bad in real life, but be a stud in NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, in fantasy, so and it doesn't even matter.
That's where it goes beyond the numbers, too, man. That's where you look at coaching and, you know, definitely feel like AR is set up for more success, which is dope. And also, man, why not take the guy that can run in some touchdowns and also throw some touchdown passes? So that's fire. All right, who's the next guy?
We're going to get the first running back off the board, Mr. Bijan Robinson out of Texas. He ended up landing in Atlanta. And look, it's kind of like a great marriage, man, going to a team that all they want to do is run. They pound the ball. They were like the top running offense in the league last year. They pretty much led in almost everything, like yards, attempts. They look good, man, and they were doing it with guys that, who cares? Cordarrelle Patterson revamped his whole career going to Atlanta, getting that Arthur Smith system. Tyler Algier broke 1,000 yards as a rookie. He broke the rookie record for rushing yards in Atlanta, and it's like, you, what one out of 10 talent-wise, where you put Bijan?
1 out of 10? Like,
yeah. And it's just a pure running back talent.
In the league today?
Yeah.
One. Like yeah. He's that. Yeah, it's that elite. It's like Saquon Barkley type hype coming out.
1 out of 40. Where do you put Tyler Algier talent-wise?
47. But he got it. But he got it done, though. He got it done.
But he got it done. Cordell got it done. These are Caleb Huntley got it done. It's a system thing.
He's a fullback, I think, right?
Yeah.
From Ball State.
Facts. So you actually go get a talented guy, man. Sky's the limit for Bijan Robinson. I think I told Vic he's a top three guy in redraft right away. So... Yeah, man, probably the number one dynasty running back going forward too right now. So I love what he's doing right now in real life and in fantasy. He's going to be a weapon. They're going to pass it to him out the backfield. He's going to be able to do all. So how do you feel about Atlanta jumping pick 8?
I mean, I didn't hear the rumblings on that until a little bit later. But, you know, and of course we've seen it, right? Like teams are starting to get away from not having their investment tied up in running backs. because then you got to pay them elite money. And we see these situations after the rookie contract, right? You know, a lot of, you know, fifth year options and not wanting to extend them. So lifespan's a little bit shorter on the running backs, but great landing spot, man. You know, for Bijan, and from a rookie draft standpoint, it's safe. You know what I mean? Because you know what you're getting, right? Like, you know, he's a plug and play. He's going to be a top five running back, arguably top three, arguably top one, no matter. Like, plug and play day one. So that's what you want. Run and catch, three down back. So he's going to get it done, man. But here's my philosophy from a fantasy perspective in Dynasty, though. Win now situation, I'm taking Bijan, right? But if I know if I need a few more years to build, I'm taking a wide receiver, and that's or a quarterback. I mean, because at the end of the day, with these running backs, you got a short runway. So if you're not trying to win now in the next 3-4 seasons, you're basically burning through the, you know, their potential or their prime. That's the word.
Their shelf life starts now.
Right. All right. Anything else?
Oh man, John said he went too high.
Yeah, I agree.
He probably did relatively to how running backs are valued at this point, one, and then two, the needs that they really got on that team, man. And they were able to do it with those names I just named. So, you know, you probably could have got somebody else. But when you think about overall talent in this draft, he's probably a top 8 talent in the draft. So it just depends on how you look at it.
And all the weapons in the world, bro. So, you know. Now it's on Desmond Ridder, right? Now we're looking at him. So they're going to take some pressure off him. They don't have to lean on the passing game. So, you know, they can lean on Bijan in the run game. So ease your second-year quarterback in.
Facts. Come on, man. Let's get into the other guy, man.
I was actually surprised. I think everybody was surprised. But the Detroit Lions at the 12th spot took Jahmyr Gibbs. I even said the name right.
Thank you.
Running back out of Alabama, man. Speedster, man. So 5'9". 199 pounds, man. So, you know, he's about Jamal.
Don't say it like that.
Jamal, man. Charles. Nah, but he runs a 4.3, so you can't catch him. Doesn't matter. But he does it all. I really think, of course, we like Swift, right? But he's basically a upgraded version of Swift. So,
damn.
I mean, it's faster, you know, better rusher.
More dynamic.
Yeah, more dynamic.
Better. And Swift is a great pass catcher, but he's still not Gibbs as far as pass catching.
Yeah, and I think Gibbs was surprised even when he got drafted.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, man, I'm excited to see what he do. And that was the last piece of news. I wanted to put it in the news, but I guess we'll talk about it now. So with this move happen, we think they got three running backs that have very high talent in their backfield. And they ended up trading DeAndre Swift to the Eagles for a 4th-round pick.
The next day, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Philadelphia Bulldogs, by the way.
I know, those guys.
Yeah.
Nah, but it'll be the Jahmyr Gibbs and
David Montgomery
show in Detroit. And at first, you know, I was uberly excited about David Montgomery, especially because it just felt like Detroit didn't want Swift to do anything anymore at this point, trying to overly protect him, babysit him. But now you got Jahmyr out there as a weapon. Oh man, sky's the limit. I think they're gonna go back to when their running backs were catching almost 100 passes a year.
I think it's going to be same utilization like what we saw. What I mean by that, we saw Jamal Williams go touchdown crazy. They're going to try to have David Montgomery fill that role, and then Swift, or at least Gibbs, is going to be an upgraded version of Swift. So hopefully he stays healthy, stays on the field more. But, of course, I do think Gibbs is the better rusher between those two situations. But we do know the Lions have shown they like to keep two running backs involved. So, yeah, that's what I'm anticipating.
Do you guys have any concern about his size at all?
Not if you just watch how you utilize him. I don't know if they're going to let him run in between the tackles as much as they were trying to do Swift in his times. I think when Gibbs goes out there, it'll be more of a weapon package for him. Like, he'll have some runs in between the tackles, but I do think they'll try to utilize him more in the pass game, especially right now with, like, Jameson missing games because of the gambling stuff. Damn, we meant to put that in the news too. But I don't know. They got a rookie tight end right now, and then just Amon-Ra St. Brown Chark walked away. I think they got Marvin Jones this offseason, but who the hell?
So he should have called that reunion. He should have decent draft capital. Well, not at least. Oh,
he got
draft
it.
Draft capital.
Right.
Nah, he got it.
Like, yeah,
he got it.
He's top five. Top five pick or top six.
Yeah, five or six. Here's all right. So. This is how I go. Now we're at the point where I think we done talked to the important guys in the fantasy rookie draft. I'm more of a Bijan or AR first. So that's the 1 and 2. 2, 3, 4, are, well, 3 and 4 are Bryce and CJ, however you want it. And then 5 is usually where I go Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but I'm not mad if you go Jahmyr and then Jaxon Smith. I just want the receiver because they usually have a longer life in the NFL. So I think he'll have, you know, a bigger career than what Jahmyr have. But those, both of those guys are studs to me. They both kind of got, like, not where they can't flourish as the guy in their system, but I think the both of those teams are going to utilize them to be good players on the roster.
And so, also, when you're making those decisions, even in Superflex, look at your league settings, because if quarterbacks are getting 6 points a touchdown, cool, yeah, go after your quarterbacks. If they're only getting 4 points a passing touchdown, I can see why somebody might lean skill player too, though, right? So,
Okay.
So that's usually my tiebreakers. You got to remember to check in those league settings, especially when you're playing a lot of leagues, man, right?
Facts.
All right, one last thing on the Swift thing, man. Remember they was on Hard Knocks a couple years. They were kind of hinting at not really liking Swift too much. And yeah, Deuce Staley.
They basically saying he's soft.
Yeah, Deuce Staley was the RB coach, man. So, I mean, you know, the signs were kind of there. So, of course, the Dynasty community still loves him a lot. So, hopefully he gets revamped in Philadelphia. All right, let's keep it pushing, man. The 20th pick went to the Seattle Seahawks, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, wide receiver out of Ohio State.
My guy was supposed to bounce this one to me, man. He just,
is that true? Oh, my bad.
Got hyped because
it was a receiver.
This,
my bad.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. This is the position you were supposed to play.
My bad. Oh, yeah. That was my other question I had for Pops. Are you disappointed I didn't make it to the league?
My guy Vic's supposed to be right here, right now. So talk about the position you were supposed to be getting drafted in right now.
All
right,
man, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, man. So prototypical size. And really, man, this year, wide receiver class, a lot of slot guys, right? Year of the slots. Of course, you got a couple big guys, but for the most part, the year of the slots, which isn't bad, right? Because guys do damage out of the slot, man. Justin Jefferson operates out of the slot. CD Lamb, of course, they get moved around. All these guys. So that's not a bad thing anymore. It's not a stigma. But he does it all, man. And, of course, he played with Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson and, you know, they're on record of saying, hey, he was the big dog in the room. So we know he has the big play capability. Of course, with Seattle, he's already there with two other receivers, right? So
same thing, though.
DK Metcalf, that's true. And then also you got an aging Tyler Lockett. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I still like situation because now everybody still gets their one-on-one matchup, clearly, right? You can't who are you going to double team?
Clearly, that's the way he operated and flourished. Like,
right.
You put two talented outside guys around him. And just let him dominate the middle because nobody can guard him. His route running, his
releases.
His quick feet. Nobody can guard him. So he's going to dominate the middle of the field. So, no, I'm not nervous because if you got DK taking all the touchdowns, you got Lockett making the big down the field plays, but you also got the guy in the middle.
The PPR guy.
Yeah, you got the guy that's catching 100 passes every year. You need that on your fantasy team. So I love that.
And Tyler Lockett's on his way out after a year or two, so. Yeah, man. It's a dynasty. Give me the 21-year-old. And DK is what, 25? I'll be 26?
Yep. All
right.
Yeah, yep.
Who's up next, bro?
Oh, you passing it back to me now?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into, oh, man, Lamar. They finally got him some weapons, man.
Let's go. All
right.
He's not next, bro. Can we go in order?
Oh, my bad. Why I gotta talk about the guy that I ain't that excited about?
Okay, well, you want me to take him then, for real? You can take the next two.
You take the tall guy because I'm short.
Bet. You take the next two. That's fair. All right, man. Let's talk about Quentin Johnston, man. So he went at the 21 spot to the Chargers. So of course they got him listed at 6'3", 208, bigger receiver. I'm not really a favorite. You know, he's not one of my favorites, but I get it. Upside's there, but you know, from what I saw on film, man, you know, you got a big guy. You like to see them pluck the ball out the air. He kind of lets it get into his body, so that's not going to work in the NFL, man. Even these 5'9 DBs, they're going to get into him and disrupt that. So, and of course, you know, everybody's always excited about, okay, he's playing with Herbert. Their receivers stay banged up as far as with Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, right? And, you know, of course, they got Josh Palmer, but they draft Quentin.
So
he's supposed to be the next up guy.
So we just talked about a situation where there's two stud guys and, you know, we love the fact that Jaxon gets to be the third guy. I don't like this situation, right, though. He's the tall – Quentin Johnston is the tall guy, but he's not the go-up, snaggy guy like 50-50 Mike Williams guy. Is. Mike Williams is already there. He is not the big, like, strong-handed guy like even a – Palmer is that's already on the team for sure hands. And he's not the route running guy.
Like Keenan.
It threw me off. I thought they were going to lean towards a Flowers or Addison type player to add with these guys they already got. Because, you know, I don't know if they took this to try to let him learn because Mike is always banged up. I mean, I guess that's the style of receiver he's going to have to be. It just threw me off. And I feel like this didn't mesh well with what they already had.
Yeah, and you can tell they were thirsty to get bigger at the receiver spot because really all their guys are a little bit smaller. Keenan and even Palmer and also who's the other guy that ran out? DeAndre Carter? Is that the guy they ran? 5'8"?
He's super small. Palmer's like 6 foot though.
Okay.
And Keenan's like 5'11".
Yeah, but still. But you can tell they want to get a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
You know? So either way, man, I don't really like it. And from a dynasty draft, rookie draft perspective, he's going between a 107, 110, so.
They're missing a speedster. I was for sure they were going to take a speedster, and they didn't. You know, I guess Johnston kind of has some speed,
too. Nah, he does. He has some speed, but.
You know what I mean, though. Yeah. Like, a guy that just
opens it up.
Yeah. He's a big guy that happens to have some speed about himself, but. Yeah.
And you got to force putting the ball in his hands, like near the line of scrimmage, then let him go. So he's good at that. I'll give him that. Like, that's what he does. Not
create a lot of separation, though. And I don't know, man. It just wasn't. I'm excited about their offense, but this wasn't that sexy of a pick to me for some reason.
All right, let's keep it pushing, man. You got the next two.
All right, let me get the next two guys. Do you think that Jordan was supposed to go before Zay?
Yeah.
Do you think that Jordan would have been a better fit for Lamar?
Yes. I mean,
me too, man. Yeah. But you know, I've been hearing these comparisons. They keep trying to call Zay Flowers the second coming of AB.
Also, man. Steve Smith, I've heard that too.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't have the problems that AB come with. But nah, Zay Flowers he's already out there working, and you love to see that. You love to see him already, you know, bonding in with his quarterback and OBJ. I think him and OBJ was FaceTiming on draft night after he got drafted. Just a guy, I will say this, man. They like those kind of high, hardworking character guys in Baltimore. And that's probably why he went there, because that's all I ever see from him, man. It's a guy who just wants to go out there and ball. You know, I love seeing it in college. He was the only guy on his team, and no matter what, you couldn't stop it. You know the ball's coming to him, and he's just a baller, man. So I appreciate them doing what they need to do to try to get Lamar Jackson some guys, and I think he's going to start day one. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah, it's almost like they got their Hollywood Brown replacement, but he's definitely more physical than a Hollywood. So he can also stretch the field, but he doesn't have the Hollywood speed.
Nah, Hollywood was way faster. Right. That's what's crazy. So like,
but Zay's more physical.
Way more physical.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we're gonna get like again Steve Smith senior type production out of him. So, and keep in mind Lamar's back, which I'm glad because my Mark Andrews shares are glad. So, you know, will he continue to still be the number one in that passing offense, right? So we'll see. But they got more weapons, too. And also, they got a new offensive coordinator. So I'm curious to see, man, because this offense is going to look different.
Big facts. And let's get into a guy they put that's next to, you want to call his teammate the best receiver in the NFL?
Man, like, yeah, he is.
All right,
Mr. Facts. Justin Jefferson.
Okay, yeah. So let's get down to Jordan Addison. He ended up getting drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. You know, they parted ways with Adam Thielen this offseason. Yeah, I am excited to actually see a dynamic guy across from Justin Jefferson. I feel like teams were finally starting to push coverage to his side. It's still hard to slow him down. He's still doing whatever he wants to for the most part. But actually give a weapon that's going to need attention, because Jordan Addison is so, you know, with his speed, he's quick with his feet. His route running is crazy. His separation, he makes these cornerbacks look like they don't know where they're going on the field trying to track them down. But I love the fact that they went and got a guy like that, man. So how do you feel about this pairing?
I love it, man. You got two guys with similar skill sets. Of course, you know, they both float down the field. They create separation. It's just Justin Jefferson does that at an elite level. So he gets to learn alongside the best. That's scary hours then, right? When you got two guys that can do that. So, and he already comes in, you know, plug and play day one. So he's a starter day one. So, yeah, I like the situation, man. I don't look at, you know, Justin Jefferson there commanding all the targets. Addison's going to get his. He's definitely going to get his. We saw Thielen, you know, get a lot of red zone looks. And also Osborne, it's based on the first name, but Osborne also got some looks too, man. But I definitely like the landing spot for Addison, so I like it.
I fuck with it. I fuck with it, man. He's going to be a stud, man. And, you know, hopefully they start getting that complete offense a little bit younger in general. And just Kirk Cousins ain't going to never leave.
Yeah. All right, I think I got the last guy that went in the first round from a fantasy perspective. And before we do that, Dot, so three guys, rank them in order from a fantasy perspective. JSN, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers. Who are you taking in order?
They on the board. Automatically know Johnson's the fourth. out of all the first round receivers, he's just the fourth for sure.
Who you taking?
You need to throw him in there. You just say out of the three that went in the first round. I'm definitely taking Jaxon Smith-Njigba first. I think his opportunity is going to be crazy. I think from year one he can go out there and catch 100 passes, bro. It's my opinion.
Okay,
but
Flowers or Addison, man?
Tough. I am going to go Addison just because I think there's more targets to go around with Thielen leaving. My thing that's scary is they went and got a tight end mid-season last year.
Oh, I forgot about him.
TJ Hockenson came in there dominating targets after Justin Jefferson.
That's true.
So I don't. Kirk Cousins and him look like they had a thing. But with that being said, man, OBJ is there in Baltimore. Bateman's going to come back. Mark Andrew dominates targets. He's the number one.
Dobbins going to catch some passes.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I think there's just more passes to go around in general in the Minnesota offense because, you know, Jackson's still going to. Well, they have a new offensive system, so we have to see
how that's going to go. That's the question mark.
Are they going to allow, you know, with the new weapons, are they going to allow Jackson to throw a little bit more? I hope so.
Well, think about it. You just paid him all this guaranteed money. You don't want him out there scrambling as much. Not saying he's not going to do that at all, but you got to protect, you know, your assets. So
get him his weapons. Let him throw.
And honestly, the past two seasons, he's shown he can throw too. That's why he got this money. So he wants to throw, but he also can scramble. Hell of a weapon. All right, the last guy that went, Mr. Dalton Kincaid. So he actually went to the Buffalo Bills at the 25 spot. And really, I think Buffalo wanted a receiver there. They probably wanted Quentin Johnson. But that receiver run took off, so they drafted the next best pass catcher, which was a tight end at this point. So 6'4", 246. And he gives me Travis Kelce-type vibes as far as with the ability to, you know, run routes and catch the ball with his hands. Of course, I like Dawson Knox, man. So,
well,
man.
And in your saving – I've been hearing a lot of talk, and I heard some coach speak too.
Okay.
And the first thing that they said was, you know, they did want to try to get some receiving options.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a guy that they feel like can be used in the slot.
Okay.
So I think we're going to see some Dawson Knox playing the tight end position and see some Dalton Kincaid actually playing a big slot for them. And I think that would be kind of fire. Can you see that happening?
I can.
I think they struggled with, you know, the smaller guys staying healthy and,
yeah,
you know,
McKenzie's being consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not? You got a speed guy in
Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis. You have Stephon running everything in the route tree, getting so much attention on this side. Why not get a big slot tight end that
shout out to who's their other guy? Shakur, the rookie last year?
The rookie from last year.
He got
year.
Upside. I like him, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think he got upside, but I think him and Kincaid are going to split, slot duties. Right. But how fire is that? You got a young fast guy that comes get in. Then you got a big tight end slot guy. Like, how can you plan for that as the defense if they're both that dominant? Because Kincaid is a hell of an offensive weapon.
And he's touching the field, bro. They you know, gave up a first-round pick, so he's going to be out there. So clearly they want a big pass catcher, and they got it. And actually, I actually think this is going to work out better than the Johnston situation. So, shout out to them. All right, man. That's it, man. That's day one recap. So, I know we got a little long-winded. Shout out to Pops. He gave us a 30-minute
shout out to Pops,
AR man. Analysis. But we'll take that all day long, man. So,
I would have let him talk another 10 minutes talking about AR, man. That's my favorite pick of the draft, man.
Same, man. Same. I'm excited. And I say it all the time, the best podcast be when I call Dot. We just talk on the phone, and also when me and my dad talk football too, man. So I'm glad, you know, you all got to enjoy some of that, man. Hopefully you enjoyed that. So
All right, and when we do the wrap up or the recap next week, I'm gonna try to call OG Mike.
Okay.
Live.
We can do that.
That's gonna be funny. But nah, man, I'm excited though. I'm excited about the rest. Talking about the rest of the guys too. But the first round was exciting, man. It was all the guys that we pretty much thought were going first. They pretty much went first, except for Will Levis. So y'all want to talk about that a little bit, man? As much as I didn't think, you know, as much as I seen him struggle, and I think, you know, sometimes his arrogance didn't match his play on the field. I hate to see somebody get invited out to the draft and it doesn't go their way, man. That's that can be a pride killer, man. And I hated seeing that, and that his name that never got called. He ended up staying home the second day. But shout out to him, man. Hopefully, you know, he takes that, tucks it, and he go work. Just go work, man, and prove everybody wrong. That's the best thing he can do.
You want him to be like Draymond Green? Remember everybody's name in front of you? Using it as motivation?
Nah, because the last guy who said that was who's the quarterback that the Cardinals took the year before?
Josh Rosen?
Yeah, Josh Rosen said that when he went at 12. He said, I'm taking names. Everybody went before me, and then he basically got traded the next year and then was basically out the league the year after that.
Now, I'm going to tell you who it did work out for. It worked out for Amon-Ra St. Brown. He counted them receivers. Well, the receivers are still balling, too, though. But he's balling, too.
Facts. He is balling. He is balling. So, turn up, man.
This was cool, man. Like, I love this time of year. This is what makes Dynasty fun. Like, of course, watching NFL draft, but then we got to take all that info and make it make sense in fantasy football land. So this is fun, man.
Hey, I just want to say before we get into the say something good to the people, I appreciate John. He's been in lock with the whole episode, man, just chiming in into the comments. If anybody else tuning in want to ever get in the comments, man, you can. We try to answer live and, you know, just keep it going. So, all right, that is the NFL draft recap. Here goes my favorite segment, man. It's called Say Something Good to the People, and it's the closing segment. And this is where you come to show that we're just not a fantasy football podcast. We're a real-life podcast. We have human problems. We have, you know, good things happen on a day-to-day. Shaky things happen on a day-to-day. And we just like to bring it here to bring awareness to, you know, whether it be a business or a young entrepreneur or just an idea that somebody has, man. We just like to share it with each other because, like I said, man, we sit on here and, you know, we might look like we just clicked up for a fantasy football podcast. We brothers. I've been knowing these guys since middle school. So this gives us also a chance to, you know, if I didn't get that little shit off my chest to Vic in the past week, I get to link up and say, hey, bro, this is what's happening. So I enjoy doing this segment, man. It's, you know, it's like getting the load off, so.
Pause.
I know, man. That was wild, man.
Pause. No, I was just kidding.
I didn't
mean
that kind of load. I mean, like, load on your shoulders.
Hey, pause.
Anywhere you put a load, it's a pause.
It's a wild card once it leaves the chamber.
What if I put the load in the washing machine?
Hey, that's where you usually go when you're there.
That's where you got to go after the load.
That's what we calling it, you know what I mean?
That's where you clean up on out. No, I'm just kidding. All right, man. Let's get up out of here. Hey.
See, this shit wild, man. I don't even know how we got here.
I don't either. Hey, DJ Avo, say something good.
I got to say something good.
Pause.
Man.
All right. So, the NBA going to find us for saying pause, man.
I know, man.
I just want to encourage everybody as it gets warmer outside, man. Get outside, man. Enjoy this weather as best you can, man. Even if it's just walking outside and just enjoying some sunlight, man. Just open up some windows, feel the breeze. Enjoy this beautiful weather as it gets better, man. We about to have a cool, well, it's about to be a hot summer, I believe. So let's get out here and enjoy.
I can't tell, man.
It's going to be good next week.
It's cold, bro.
It's going to be 75 next week. We good. That's fire, Avo.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, yo, Vic, what you got for the people, bro?
Mine is I'm still doing my monthly therapy session, which has been good. But I just want to say everything's not as bad as you think it is. What I mean by that, it's easy to create made-up scenarios and then let that grab a hold of you, and now you got all this unnecessary anxiety and stress that don't need to be there because you done created all this unnecessary roadblock. So ask the clarifying question, man. So that's what it comes down to. But, yeah, man, so... things are going to open up, man. And actually, I called you earlier because I was like, hey, man, I haven't felt like myself in a while in terms of like things are just cool, you know what I mean? So yeah. Of course things aren't the same, but I'm accepting the new normal, and facts. You know what I'm talking about. So facts. Yeah, man. So I feel good, man. So that's that, man. So thanks for rocking with us, man. Appreciate y'all checking us out. Hey, DJ Avo, man, dang, can you walk us out?
I can't say nothing good to
I
the
thought
people.
You did. Dang, my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad.
Holler at these folks, man.
I thought you did. My bad. I'm sorry.
I got some good to say too. It's funny.
My bad.
Look, bro, I literally didn't have my son this weekend. I worked early in the morning, so I really had my whole days to myself. My girl had to work. I'm thinking to myself, I got a free weekend. Daddy got a free weekend. What I'm about to do, bro? I literally sat on that fucking couch Friday night, didn't do nothing. Woke up, went to work. Shit, it's Saturday. I'm going to do something. Got off work, sat on that fucking couch. Saturday, Sunday, shit, I'm going to go to work, get off. I'm going to do something Sunday. I did end up doing something Sunday. I ended up getting my son out of nowhere, which was a blessing, man. I'm excited. We got to go to a new little kid's place and have fun for a few hours. But Friday night, Saturday night, I beat myself up Sunday. I was like, man, I rarely get free time. I should have did something. And I felt bad for a while. But now this week is kicking my ass, getting up at 2, going to work at 3 every day.
Yeah.
And that was God like, hey, bro, you're going to need to sit down because this week going to be hectic for you. And I don't think without me sitting down this weekend, I'll be right here with y'all because I'll probably be exhausted, slumped somewhere if I ain't get those 2 rest days, bro.
That's what's up, bro.
Nah, that's big facts. So the way I've seen God work in your life, God will sit you down. So yeah. It's probably good you sat down because he will sit you down for sure.
I don't like the way he be sitting me down sometimes, he man. Just know it's okay to, you know, rest up, man, and, you know, and have a do nothing day, especially if you're productive, if you're doing stuff. Don't let me tell a lazy person that it's okay to be lazy.
Too late.
I'm talking to the people that, nah, bro, but I know how much you work. So for me to tell you, bro, it's okay to not do nothing for the day.
Right.
You deserve one of them. I think our bodies appreciates us. Our mind thanks us for that. So it's okay. All right, now, Vic, you can rush us out the episode.
My bad, bro. I was, my bad. Had a couple fumbles, drop passes this episode.
It's cool. It happens, bro. Yeah. Early in the season, we just, we're getting back rolling.
Right. And it's been a month. It's been a month. But it's been a good month. But hope y'all enjoyed that, man. Day one. So we're going to bounce back next week, though.
Big facts.
Next week with the day two. And then also we're going to just go ahead and get in the, guys that we have interest in from day 3 just to close it out. But hope you guys enjoyed it. DJ Avo, can you officially walk us out?
Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all catch us here. If not next week, then the week after that. And if not the next week, then the week after that. Because we going to be back. Because we the bros.
My verse or your verse?
Let's go.
It's your
mine. Mine here now.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bros and we ready to play. Balance on fuck the attack. Verse. That has been a long day.
We done listened to Vic verse 4 MO times this episode.
That's my MO. Don't forget
that I'm all about targets. Hey, y'all. Peace out, man. Peace and love.
Swear we the hardest.
Wait, I hit not yet so we can finish the verse.
Catch my breath. Check the scope.
Another trophy for the bros.
We the bros. Number one fantasy show. We don't.